You're listening to the Steve Gruber Show on the Michigan Talk Network, the home of More Talk Now. Sitting in for Steve today is Scott Bertram.
Steve Gruber Show. You get right to the phone lines, where we're joined by Congressman Paul Mitchell from Michigan's 10th Congressional District. Congressman, welcome on to the Steve Gruber Show.
Good morning, Scott. How are you?
I'm well. I am relatively new to the state. I've been living in Michigan for about 2 years now and still getting used to geography. But the 10th Congressional District, we're talking, what, north of Detroit and into the thumb of Michigan, right?
Yes, northern Macomb County and up through the thumb. So it's easy when I talk to people out here about where I represent. I just hold up my hand and point to the big thumb, and we're all good.
There you go. There you go. Congressman, we have to start the conversation on a tragic note. I mean, the horrible school shooting in Parkland, Florida this week. We don't know all of the details yet. Some are already calling for more laws. Some are calling for changes. Look, let me ask you this way. Are you convinced by any of these arguments, not necessarily this particular case, but past shootings, are you convinced by any arguments that any law could prevent future school shootings like this?
No, I'm not. We have a lot of provisions that prohibit people from having access to guns, to legally holding guns. A whole group of people are prohibited from having access to guns. Some get them illegally. For a variety of means. The problem you have is sometimes it's a mental health problem, sometimes it's a security problem. But that doesn't, the fact that that young man in Florida was going to violate one law, do you think we really stopped him to violate others? I mean, it doesn't. And I would agree that we have a mental health service needs crisis in this country, along with a series of others. But more laws won't stop this problem.
Congressman Paul Mitchell with us here on the Steve Gruber Show. Scott Bertram in for Steve. We hear a little this week, Congressman, about the president's infrastructure plan. What have you seen of it? What do you think of it thus far?
Well, as you may know, I serve on that committee.
Mm-hmm.
As part of my group of things I do in the Congress, and I think the plan has some of the right direction or focus. I like the fact that it sets aside 25% of the total funding for rural areas. Much of my district is rural and it has distinctly different needs than does an urban area for infrastructure needs. We have some real needs for broadband access, as well as there's some issues with shoreline railroads as well that are significant in my district. It's different than what you're going to need in Wayne County, for example. So that's important. I think having an incentive kind of approach makes sense, too. Far too often, we've depended very heavily on federal money to get many projects done. I'm not sure the 20-80 balance that's in the proposal is the right mix. There's significant concerns about that. But it's the right direction, and we'll move forward in committee and coming up with a plan that reflects some of the priorities of the White House.
Congressman Axios reporting earlier this week, and I think CNN picked up on a comment by Democrat Senator Tom Carper, that the president might be advocating for a 25-cent increase in gas and diesel taxes across the country to help pay for a new infrastructure plan. I'm not sure Republicans want to be the party of a gas tax hike. Is that part of the plan, as far as you know? Would you be a supporter, or at least consider a gas tax hike like that?
Well, I think first, it's not part of the core infrastructure plan. That was something that came up, I think it's best reported, as surprised members of Congress that were there. I've met with the White House a couple of times previously, before the holidays, or parts of their plan that they asked for input on.
Mm-hmm.
An increase in the gas tax was not part of any of those conversations. I'm not sure that where that comes from or what that reflects, but I think the conversation we need to have, the conversation how they are going to fund this. I think there are other ways to fund what we need to do in terms of infrastructure and other things by making some meaningful adjustments and other sets of priorities rather than just increase revenue.
Congressman Paul Mitchell with us, Michigan's 10th Congressional District. The tax reform bill, people are going to, if they haven't already, people are going to feel those changes, not just in bonuses and raises perhaps at their place of work, but now just virtually everyone in their paychecks are going to be feeling the changes that the tax reform plan is going to have on their individual lives. Is this working out even perhaps better than you expected thus far?
I think we're all pleasantly surprised with the extent to which business has responded with both bonuses for their employees. You saw both large businesses as well as small businesses responding with significant, meaningful bonuses, despite the fact that some of our Democrat friends refer to them as crumbs. We've also seen some significant decisions to invest in their businesses. In my area, the decision by Fiat Chrysler to move truck production to Macomb County, create 2,500 jobs. That's big in our community. So I think it's worked out really well. This is the end of this month is the last kind of the requirement to change the tax, their tax withholdings. Everyone should check their checks, as we say. And if they're not seeing that they're bigger, they should be. They should check with their accounting people, their payroll people, and say, hey, you know, did we put these in place? And check and make sure the withholdings make sense, because they should see an increase in their paychecks.
That's the sort of thing that can change minds. I mean, everyone heard a whole lot of stories from the media about how this was awful and terrible, and Nancy Pelosi called it Armageddon, and you mentioned the crumbs comment. But the proof's of the pudding, and again, raises, bonuses, and more money in the paycheck, those are the real-world pocketbook examples of things that change minds on legislation.
Well, my dad built trucks in the line. Mom worked at the Salvation Army. And an increase of the savings and taxes, like you're talking about here, which put more money in their pocket, would have been very meaningful for my family. So despite the fact that some wealthy Democrats will say that it doesn't matter, for most Americans it does. And they apparently lost track of what people that go to work every day was important to them, which is being able to have a couple thousand dollars more a year in their pocket that they can decide to go on vacation and do repairs on the house and all the things that people face every day in their lives.
Congressman Paul Mitchell with us from the 10th Congressional District. One more question for you. We see yesterday in the U.S. Senate three measures on immigration trying to deal with the so-called Dreamers. Three of them blocked by the U.S. Senate yesterday. And so somewhat of an uncertain future for this type of legislation. We've got about a minute here. What's your best understanding of where we are right now? And because the president said by March, where we are in these negotiations?
Well, the House will make an effort shortly here to get a bill out of the House or to the Senate. What they think resolves the DACA issue, the immigration issue, along the president's line, profile or model. Ten of the Senate, they have responsibility to act. And as you well know, unfortunately, getting the Senate to act on anything has not been an easy thing last year.
Correct. Absolutely. All right, Congressman Paul Mitchell from the 10th Congressional District. Appreciate your time. My first time getting a chance to talk to you here on the Steve Gruber Show, and I hope to talk again soon.
Good to talk to you. Have a good day.
Thank you so much. Congressman Paul Mitchell, representing Michigan's 10th Congressional District. This hour of the Steve Gruber Show brought to you by the Associated Builders and Contractors of Michigan. Since 1962, ABC of Michigan members have promoted the Merit Shop philosophy centered around hard work and open competition. This approach has consistently produced the quality construction that builds the careers and the communities Michigan families deserve. To find out more about ABC of Michigan, visit abcmi.com. Steve Doolin is up next. Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show.